Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I hope that you all are having a great start to your week. I definitely want to remind you all to take care of yourself during this season. The holiday is soon approaching, and we tend to just keep our minds on other people and their needs that we forget about ourselves. You have to tend to yourself. You have to invest in yourself. Buy yourself a gift. You deserve it. You have been working hard. You have been putting your best foot forward. You have been taking care of other people. Take care of yourself. Because I want you to be in a place where you are mentally ready and emotionally ready to tackle all things that are coming your way. So during this season, make sure that you are just taking some time for yourself. Remember to just pause. That is what I want for you. Okay, let's get right into this episode. Okay, so it's no secret. We all have been through things that has mentally and emotionally hurt us and put us in a really bad place longevity-wise. And what I'm noticing is people that tend to ask questions, question themselves as in, why can't I have a healthy relationship? Or why don't I know what a healthy relationship look like? Or why can't I talk to this person? Or why did I just spaz out on them? Is because there is something that you are still holding on to. And we tend to think that we are fine and that we have moved on from those things that have hurt us because we are happy in our lives now. We have good careers. You know, we're driving nice cars. We found new love and building families. We think we're fine. But the only way that you can really be healthy is if you face that past hurt. Face your demons head on. You have to be willing to do that. That is the only key to being successful in all those areas of your life. You have to face your demons. You have to. You really have to get to a place where you can have the strength and the courage and be bold and know who you are and know that you deserve good. Regardless of all the bullshit you went through in your past that has really put you in a bad place, today, you still deserve good things because you are deserving. But you have to face those demons. That is the only way you are going to be able to heal. You have to face your demons. And it's easier said than done. I'm sure of it. You've been through a lot of shit. I am sure of it. But understand that you are so deserving and you are so worthy of all good things. When you think about that, when you think about your worth, and when you think about all the things that you can possibly have, it starts with you fully healing. And in order for you to heal, you have to face your demons. However that looks for you, just do it. I've seen a video on social media a while ago. I want to say maybe this was like a year or two ago. A young girl went to her family reunion and she approached her uncle. And she addressed, you know, him sexually abusing her when she was younger at the family reunion. I thought that was so strong and I thought that was so powerful for her to even have the courage and the strength to even do that at that time. That was powerful to me. That really touched me in a special way. Because she know that she has to be willing to face that. That was something that she went through that really put her in a bad place in her life. She was sexually abused by someone that she considered to be close family. Now, her way of facing her demons is probably not similar to how you should face your demons. If you have to journal, if you have to go in your car and scream, that's fine. Do whatever it is that you have to do in order to get that out. If you have to sit and cry for a whole week straight and just meditate, that is fine. Do that. Whatever it is that you have to do in order to heal, you have to do it. You have to face your demons. That is the only key. That is the only tool. That is the only way to be successful in all areas of your life. Heal. Face those demons. Because you deserve all things good. But in order to have those good things, you have to face your demons. Don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to it. We can always say, oh, well, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm going to just let it go. We can be so quick to say that. That's not healthy. That's not healthy for you. And if you are not addressing or facing your demons, it's going to continue to follow you. Demons is a spirit that's going to follow you for the rest of your life. You got to fight that thing. You have to. Because if you don't, it's going to have so much control and so much power over you. You have to let those demons know you're not going to win. You're not going to have me my entire life. You're not going to keep me down and bound up in shackles. You're not going to do it. You have to know that you are so deserving and so worthy of all good things. Once you realize that, you become a new person. And that you can handle, once you realize that, you can handle any task, any obstacle that comes your way. Because you recognize your worth. You know that you deserve all good things. Get that mindset. Get to a place where you can really understand that you are deserving of so many good things, of all good things. Face your demons. Don't let it face you. Don't let it continue to follow you. Don't let it continue to build up. And as you keep going on and progressing in life, you become stagnant because you still have that weight on you. You have to release it. You have to face it. You got to fight that thing. Because it will continue to fight you and put you down. It's like piling a bunch of rocks on you. Like you can't get up. You just steady sinking in. You have to face your demons. You really gotta fight that thing. You do. Understand that you are so deserving of all good things. You shouldn't want to be down forever. You want to be free. Being free is truly an amazing feeling. I remember when I was younger, you know, people would ask me, well, Takiya, what is it that you want in life? And my only response, I kid you not, was to be free. That was my answer to that question. I just want to be free. I didn't know how I was going to be able to get to a place where I can get free. I didn't know what I had to do to feel like I was free. I just know that I had weight on me and I wanted to be free. I was very young to even recognize that. Being free is such an amazing feeling. To not have that weight on you. To not have to deal with the burden. And to deal with all the negativity in your life. It's truly amazing. It's an amazing feeling to just be free. You should want that for yourself. Face your demons. Heal. However that looks for you, make it happen. That is how you become successful in life. That is how you become financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Those areas in your life, you want to succeed, you have to face your demons. Because they sneaky. Demons are sneaky. They'll creep up on you at any given time, any day, any place in your life. They will definitely creep up on you and remind you and make you feel as if you are not worthy. Release that weight. Let go and be free. Okay, find an area where you are alone, that's quiet. Tune out all noise and all negativity. Become one with your mind, your body, and your soul. Close your eyes. Let's inhale. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Again, inhale. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Last time, inhale. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. That's it. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace.